Kawhi Leonard here, y'all. Thank you, Toronto, and the whole country. We are world champions. New Balance, we got now. Let's get it.
Live coverage of the Toronto Raptors 2019 Championship Parade, brought to you in part by Access Storage, a special live edition of Overdrive. Brian Hayes, Yo Doug, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan on TSN 1050 in Toronto, on the TSN app and online, tsn1050.ca. We just heard that message from Kawhi Leonard, courtesy of New Balance. New Balance done a great job, man, of marketing him and utilizing his popularity in Toronto, because
I got a Fun Guy New Balance t-shirt for Father's Day.
Attaboy.
A Fun Guy t-shirt.
You gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
I mean, the amount of Raptors gear, again, we were talking about it earlier.
Oh, my God.
How many shirts?
Millions
and
of
hats
dollars.
And, oh, man, and everyone's doing it. Everybody's like, I got to have something to commemorate what has been such an incredible moment. And I think it's appreciated that much more in Toronto as opposed to Boston or Golden State, where I have no idea when this is going to happen again. I had no idea when this was going to finally happen, and I understand TFC fans, Argos fans, we're with you, we were along for that ride, but their parades, obviously, were nowhere close to what this is, and when we're talking Raptors, Maple Leafs, and Blue Jays, the big three in Toronto, it takes up...
It's a new level.
...so much of the oxygen,
it
brings it to a different level, the amount of fan engagement and interaction and how many people are along for the ride. And it's been a long time, over 25 years, since there was a parade in Toronto featuring one of these big three teams. The Raptors weren't even in existence the last time there was a parade here and the last time you had a run like this. So I understand why people are like, I got to get a hat. I got to get a T-shirt. I've got to hear from New Balance in terms of a message from Kawhi Leonard. People will take anything Raptors related right now.
It is. I mean, Kawhi... I've said this before, he's my favorite Toronto athlete just because he's so unique. You know, he just plays hard and delivered a championship. But I think there's a fun side to him. I think there's a side that he puts out to the media and to the fans. But I'd love to be on his party bus or behind closed doors with him. I guarantee we'll hear years later that players will come out and be like, this guy was a clown on the plane, or this guy was hilarious, or this guy had, you know,
it's a dream situation for the Toronto Raptors to have their best players being all business like that.
Yeah, it is.
How do you get better? All he wants to do, he said it himself. I just want to work hard, get in the gym, and help me prepare to win a championship. And that's his main goal, and he lives every day like that. If you're the coaching staff, it's a dream situation. Because you can go up to every young player and say, look what he does. Look what he does. Look how he behaves. Look how he acts. And there's no non-negotiable. You're following in line with that.
And there's no nonsense around him either. Like, there's not, you know, we haven't heard any bad stories about it. You know how sometimes there's, like, rumblings around players. They're like, nah, guy's a fantastic player, but, you know, his dad's a problem, or his, you know, his family, or, you know, his brother's a lunatic. Like, it happens in all pro sports. You don't hear that anything out of Kawhi Leonard's camp.
No, you don't. They keep everything very close to the chest. They don't want anybody to know anything about the Kawhi Leonard camp. And he is the most low-maintenance, unassuming, drama-free superstar I think we've ever encountered. Certainly in Toronto, where you just... There's no Instagram account. There's no Twitter. There's no accidentally liking a tweet about what the Clippers might do.
Yeah.
There's none of that. All he does is get in the gym and go to work. And, again, that's why when we continue to discuss this next chapter, which is what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard over the next 2 weeks, obviously Toronto and the Raptors have done a flawless job of supplying him with everything that Toronto represents, everything the Raptors organization is all about, and the ability to win. Obviously, Toronto cannot be LA. LA cannot be Toronto. Toronto cannot be New York. New York cannot be Chicago. Whatever. You are from where you are from. And if it's always been about him wanting to return to his hometown or his home state, well, then it didn't really matter. But if that is further down the pecking order, if it's number two, if it's number three, if it's number four, everything ahead of it on the pecking order has been offered to him and in perfect fashion. they've taken care of his health. They've supplied him with a title. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget that. Yes, Kawhi Leonard was a huge part of it. He didn't do it on his own.
Right.
Kawhi Leonard didn't play Golden State on his own or Milwaukee or Philly or Orlando. The fact is, without Kyle Lowry, he doesn't have a ring either. Without Gasol or without Siakam or Nick Nurse or Fred VanVleet or Masai Ujiri, Kawhi Leonard's only got one ring.
Yeah.
So everyone contributed to this. And they're going to continue with load management. They can pay him more than anybody else. They can give him an extra year on the deal. Like, everything is in favor of the Raptors, except for geography. And if it's always been about geography, then so be it.
Yeah.
You know, and
nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do about that. Nothing you can do about that. The fact of the matter is, you know, minds are made based on many different elements. And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But the fact of the matter is, the 2018-2019 story about Kawhi Leonard in Toronto, that book has been written.
Yeah.
That book will be cherished. It is a sacred book in Toronto. It'll be memorized and recited for the rest of our lives. And, hey, maybe there's a different book that gets written in 2 weeks that's got a bit of a darker mood to it. But the one thing, again, that will never be taken away from all the people that are downtown, all the people that are listening, all the people that are watching throughout the country that have an attachment to the city and the team, is that the 2018-2019 season was perfect.
How do you think the championship factors into the decision going forward? Do you think them winning is almost a negative, where he's like, okay, I went there, I got you the championship, now I feel fine to go home?
I don't see that, no, because I don't think it was going to be peer pressure that got, like, oh, I didn't fill out.
I know, but if they got to the finals and lost, maybe the mindset is, this team, if we get back there, we've got a good chance, I want
to. But my impression talking to champions is you get greedier.
You don't sit there
and say, oh, no, I'm good now. I'm just, you say, I can't wait to get back at it, I got to do this again.
Yeah.
And I think, if anything, it has to help. It wraps everything up. That's the bow on top. We treated you well. We treated you with respect. We let you be yourself. We made sure you were healthy. We put a great roster and coaching staff around you, the best sports science guy in the business, and Alex McKechnie, and you won a title.
Yeah.
This guy gets up there and says he's staying in Toronto today, this city will blow up.
You'll be able to hear it in Ottawa. You'll be able to hear it in Windsor. People,
that would be the King Daddy Topper of all parades if he says, I'm staying here.
That's your Brett Hall moment times a million.
Oh, my God. Times
a million.
Yeah.
I went. There's nowhere else to go.
I still don't even know what the hell he was talking about.
We went blue.
We've got, I believe, is it Akil that caught up with Kawhi Leonard? Okay, so we've got Kawhi, who's on one of the parade floats, and Akil Augustine got a chance to catch up with him. Let's hear from Kawhi Leonard.
First off, I want to ask you this, Kawhi. Your impression of the city of Toronto?
It's amazing. Everybody's out. I don't believe nobody went into work today. All right, I got the first little hours of their day off, but look at it. It's crazy.
All right, now, for you, this has been an epic ride. I'm just curious, at what point in the season did you realize this group had what it takes to win a championship?
From the beginning, from training camp. You got to instill that in everybody's mind and let them know we all focus on one goal, so everybody could come into the season with the same mindset and focus.
Okay, two more before I let you go, because I want you to enjoy this. The first one is, what has been the last few days been like with the travel and the celebration?
Man, the last few days been amazing. No sleep, a lot of celebrating, and we're going to keep going.
Now, understanding what you've been through, is this, or how different is this championship from ones in the past?
Man, it's a different unit, different organization. We're in a different city, different country, and I'm older, and it makes it that much better.
Well, on behalf of all the Torontonians and Canadians that watched you this year, I just want to say thank you for everything you did, and especially for the way you carried yourself.
Thank you, Toronto. Thank you, Canada, for the support. We did it.
The board man, the fun guy, Kawhi Leonard, jacked up on the parade float. And he's making his way down here with his teammates, his coaching staff, management, ownership. They're all on the way to Nathan Phillips Square. This is live coverage of the Raptors Championship Parade, brought to you in part by Kelsey and Associates. So Kawhi will get up there on the stage at some point. I mean, all the players are going to get up there. I think the pop for him will be massive. It'll likely be the largest, but I think Kyle Lowry will be right there with them. I think you're going to hear a lot of Lowry chants downtown. I think Masai will get a loud ovation, clearly. Nick Nurse. I mean, these guys are, they're in a world right now that is just, it's impossible to even try to live vicariously through them. I mean, well, you can't even imagine what it would be like to be on a parade float cruising through Toronto right now.
I think there's so many people that are Raptors fans that are attached to Kyle because he's been here the longest. He's kind of been the face of the franchise. It's quiet that obviously put them over the top. I mean, he'll get the biggest cheer, but I think Kyle Lowry will get the most genuine love, if that makes sense, because people are attached to him.
Yeah, like the longest standing
love. Exactly. Like, you know, people are just enamored with Kawhi Leonard because he's just such an amazing player. He's such a unique person. So people will want to get to know him more, where you feel like you know Kyle a little bit because you've seen him through the ups and downs of the years of the Raptors. You know, there's times where, like, we've been hard on him on our show where there were times where they didn't get it done in the playoffs, him and DeMar. You have to be honest. It's not even hard. You're just being honest. You're just saying, hey, this didn't happen, this didn't happen. Lowry was a massive part of them winning this championship.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah, big time.
And nothing says it more than how he showed up in Game 6.
Well, exactly. I mean, he was the guy that really got them going.
First
in game
11
six.
Points.
Yeah, he was the guy that really got them going because Kawhi, he had an okay night in Game 6. But
people
it wasn't.
Focus. What happened is
Golden State said we're taking him out of the
exactly.
game.
Exactly. We'll take him out of the game. We'll take our chances. So Lowry was like, okay, I'm going to take control here. And he did.
Well, I think because you make a good point. I mean, at some point they're going to come back for the 2019-2020 season, and here we go again.
Yeah.
So real life will resume at some point.
Right.
And they got an offseason to tinker with the team. And once you get back into it, then it's what have you done for us lately.
Right.
But I do think clearly.
Oh, this stuff ends really quickly. Like, this is a massive day in Toronto, but you fire up the season and someone starts sticking the joint out.
Oh, absolutely. yeah, if you don't perform well, because now the expectations are so high.
Exactly.
Again, Kawhi will be attached to that. But you got a scenario here where everyone is just so happy. It's constant jubilation again. But at some point, the real stuff begins again. Like, that's the amazing thing in sports. This wasn't the last NBA game ever played. At some point, they're going to restart, and they're going to get rocking again. And then people here are going to be like, all right, we've had a taste of success. Let's keep going, man. Let's keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. The expectations are high. So when now you know what this team is capable of. Whether, you know, I mean, obviously Kawhi's a big part of it. So you're gonna going into next season, you're gonna expect them to have that type of success.
Wow. Once you get a taste of it, man, I could do this every single year.
Yeah.
I could do this a lot more into the future. We're live at Nathan Phillips Square ahead of the 2019 Raptors Championship Parade. Brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, and look who has joined us around the table. Sam Mitchell's in the house.
Man, you guys look surprisingly comfortable. You know who you have to thank for not wearing a tie today, right?
Is it you?
Yours truly.
Really?
Really?
Because I had one rule. I am not going to a celebration with a tie on. A parade in the heat, and everybody's supposed to be having a good time with a tie on.
I'm with you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
I just send around the collection plate. Just donate.
But we haven't done any TV. The only reason we're in suits is because we were told we might be doing TV. So I would love to be in a t-shirt.
But guess what,
shorts.
Guys? I can honestly say this. The three of you have a great face for radio.
Yeah, we knew that was coming.
We've never heard that one before.
I know.
That was on a platter for
well,
you.
Well, I got a joke for you.
Yeah, go
when
ahead.
When the last time a Canadian team won Stanley Cup?
93.
Wow. 93. Now, who would have thought the Raptors would win an NBA championship before a Canadian team from Canada win an NHL championship?
Well, I mean,
What would you have bet?
I wouldn't have bet anything. It would have been a dumb bet. Like, the Raptors weren't even in existence when the last time a Canadian team won a cup.
It's amazing.
You've been on the inside. You've been on the outside. I think that's a part of why people are so excited, because you got 16 wins in the spring. I mean, that's the ride. That's what you wait for. But everyone that's here, that's followed this team, whether it's a year or two, 5, 10, 15, 24, there's been more dark times than light times, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely.
And now this is the payoff, and I'm sure a lot of people were thinking like you, Sam, like, is it ever going to happen?
Well, you knew it was, especially as you saw this team starts to grow. And I remember when I first got here, I think we won 29 games, something like that, and then we won that first division championship. And once that happened, you know, everything changed. Everybody's mindset changed. I started having monthly lunches with the owner, Larry, Mr. Tannenbaum, and all we talked about was how we're going to get to that next step, make a deeper run into the playoffs. And then when I was gone, the next coach, and the pressure just kept mounting. And then when Masai came back, you know, the weird thing for me is all these guys were in the front office when I was the coach. Everybody was learning and carving out a niche for themselves. And now to come back, to be on the outside looking in, a part of this, and seeing what this group have done with Nick as the coach, Masai as the general manager, the constant is, and Mr. Tannenbaum as the owner, it's just amazing. And these fans, I've been saying it throughout the NBA, the best fans in the NBA, and Toronto's been a hidden gem, but not anymore.
Right.
Sam, what do you think? The band stays together here? Masai stays, Kawhi stays?
Man, if they keep it together, I think you have a chance to see the Golden State Warriors in the East. I really do. I think the Raptors, when you look at the way this team is constructed, how deep they are, if they can keep Masai and keep Kawhi and keep Pascal and those guys, keep their core of 7 or 8 guys and continue to build, I mean, I think they can compete for a championship out of the next 5 years. They can win 2 or 3.
Sam Mitchell joining us around the table live from City Hall ahead of the 2019 championship parade. When you watch Nick Nurse, who's been a lifetime coach, but he's never been on this stage before, rookie head coach, NBA playoffs, is there anything in particular that impressed you more than anything else about what Nick Nurse brought throughout this championship?
I just think calmness, a demeanor. You know, when you're the head coach, you know, when all hell is breaking loose around you, you got to be the guy to keep them calm. When those guys come to the sideline, you know, if you're screaming and yelling and you're not calm, they're not going to be calm. And at some point, Wayne Emery used to tell me this all the time, your team is going to take on the personality of one or two people, either the best player or the head coach. And so you have a great combination when you look at Nick and Kawhi. Both guys are reserved, but they got that fire inside them. But yet, both guys are always calm no matter what the situation is. And I think to win a championship, you got to have those elements in the locker room.
So did you get the impression that this team, they basically morphed into like half Nick Nurse, half Kawhi Leonard? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, both of those guys' demeanor is kind of the same.
Right.
You know, Nick is kind of, you know, look, when he does his press conference and stuff, he says what he has to say. But he's not a coach that's going to fly up and down the sideline. He's going to stay calm. He's always thinking about the next play. Don't worry about what just happened because you can't do anything about that. It's the next play. And when you watch Kawhi play, he never gets too high, never gets too low. Hell, sometimes when you watch Kawhi, you don't know if he's going for 40 or
right.
if he's going for 2. You just don't know.
Sam Mitchell joining us here. Before we get you out of here, I mean, today's all about a celebration. There's 29 other teams in the league that are envious of what's going on here. But once this happens, you know, the next season restarts.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got the draft on Thursday night. We got free agency and the period with free agents. Are you bracing yourself for just bedlam over the next 3 weeks in the NBA? Or what?
Well, it's going to be fun, man. This is a fun part of the year. Players get a chance to move around. The guys who've earned the right to be free, and I say this to people all the time, they've earned the right. Where in your lifetime, for all of us in any walk of life, that you really get to choose where you want to work and where you want to live? Normally it's chosen for you.
Right.
You know, hey, I didn't want to live there, but the job was too good to turn down. Well, in these instances, these guys got a chance to pick and choose, and I hope the fans understand it. Just like when Masai had to make the trade for DeMar DeRozan, he had to trade him because he's seen DeMar take this team to a certain point, and you had a chance to get a guy like Kawhi Leonard, and I love DeMar. He's a friend of mine. I love him. I'm sure Masai and the organization love him. But when you're in that position, you got to make tough decisions, just like the players. And so I hope the fans understand, if some of these guys choose not to stay, don't take it personal. It's just business because these guys have families, they have lives, and they have things that interest, you know, outside of basketball that drives them.
We got guys with zero, 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 zero.
I'm going to add a four. It's only three of y'all for the 3-0. I'm going to say 3-0 and a 10. That's me.
So we're evening out. We're at like 3.5. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, if you put it together, we're 1,000. So, hey.
We'll take it, man. Absolutely. Enjoy the parade. Thanks for doing
this. Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Great seeing you. There's our good buddy Sam Mitchell, who's down here doing work with TSN and covering the championship parade. And we're down here at Nathan Phillips Square. It's great to see him. I mean, there's a lot of people kicking around. It's all about just people watching, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because the crowd is one thing, but the amount of people that are up here, we're up kind of on a perch. And there's media. I saw Andrew Scheer's walking around here, who's hoping to be, you know, the prime minister come the fall.
Really?
I think Justin Trudeau, I thought I heard Trudeau might be kicking around. I'm not sure if he actually made it. But, you know, there's a lot of people.
He jumped on that bandwagon.
Everybody.
Immediately on Twitter.
I hope they don't start pretending like they're Raptor super fans when they get really going on the trail.
Step back, show your support, but don't be front and center.
No.
Like, that's the thing. These guys deserve it. The players, management, everyone tied to it, trainers, like guys that went through the rigors, and not just this year, like they've done it for many years. Like a guy like Kyle, who's been around here for many years and been through the ups and downs, this guy must be having the time of his life right now.
Well, you look at a guy like Sam Mitchell, and when you consider there are employees that have been with this team since day one. And we're not talking the guys that you would know. We're talking men and women behind the scenes that would go to the Sky Dome and try to sell that.
Yeah.
Show up at the Maple Leaf Gardens, try to sell it. Turning over ownership, turning over management, turning over coaches, turning over rosters.
Yeah.
And they've been there for the whole ride, and they've heard it. You're never going to be this big. You're never going to be able to do this. You're never going to be able to do that. And I'm sure they're sitting there probably on parade floats, if not in the crowds or wherever they happen to be.
With a sense of ton of pride.
Can't believe it's happening.
Because there were times, I guarantee you, where it was lean, where people are like, oh, the Raptors are a joke. You work for the Raptors? Oh, that's a joke. You know, like, but
well, that's, listen, in there. It was a self-inflicted reputation. It was an uphill battle because they were the only Canadian team after Vancouver left. But there was a lot of bad decision-making. There were a lot of bad draft picks and trades and signings, and there was a lot of things that happened over 24 years where it was difficult to envision a championship parade. And there were a lot of good people that came and went. Most recently, DeMar DeRozan, again, who's beloved in Toronto and beloved within the organization. He had to go to bring this. He had to. Valanciunas and DeLon Wright and C.J. Miles, they had to go to bring this. Dwayne Casey had to go for them to bring this. And it's probably very difficult for all those guys to be able to embrace that or have to deal with that. But it's a fact.
Yeah.
And Masai Ujiri, ownership, Nick Nurse, the players, they don't have to explain anything because they got it done.
Yeah. That's right. It's a good point, Brian. Good point, Brian.
Feels like a good point.
Brian.
Feels like
I'm
going to
tell Dwayne Casey next time I see him that in order for this to happen, he had to go. And you said it.
Yeah, play that tape.
Yeah.
Play that tape.
No way.
But we say that all the time. When you win, you don't have to explain anything you did beforehand.
Nothing.
But everything you did before had to happen to get there.
Think about it. It could have, had this gone sideways, Masai would have had a lot of questions to be answered.
If they lose game 7 against Philly, if they're down 2-0 against Milwaukee and get swept or losing 5, who knows what we're talking about today.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
The beauty of sports is they persevered, they fought through, they got the wins, and now we get to hang out at Nathan Phillips Square and celebrate a championship. And all this coverage is brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario. It's a special edition of Overdrive with Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. The team is not even close to getting here, but Matt Devlin's up there yelling and screaming.
We should ask Matt what Nick Nurse was yelling at him in Game 6.
In Game 6 during the timeout.
Yeah.
So eventually the players will get here to City Hall, and they'll be up on the stage, and there will be live, uninterrupted, commercial-free coverage of everyone that's up on that microphone. We're live downtown. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050.
They defied the odds.
2-0 series lead for the Bucks.
Faced adversity.
He's got a cut under his right eye, Matt.
Never quit.
They outlast 2 overtimes.
And were heroic.
Fall away for the win.
And now,
the Toronto Raptors
are the 2019 NBA champions.
You heard it all on TSN 1050. The NBA champion Raptors live here.
All right, we are live from Nathan Phillips Square, a special overdrive edition of the NBA Championship Parade. Brian Hazy, O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. We should point out for anybody that I don't know how you could possibly be driving around thinking, oh, I'll just get down to City Hall now.
Yeah, we roll down now.
They're at capacity. You can't even come down here.
CP24 tweeting out, the City of Toronto has announced that Nathan Phillips Square is at capacity. No one else will be permitted inside the square. So there are big screens set up all over the city. Our understanding is the Gardner is operating, but people are pulling over on the Gardner, getting out of their cars and watching the parade go basically beneath them on the lakeshore, and they're waving at the players and everything. So the whole city is basically just...
Well, I mean, you're allowed to lose your minds, but that's a little bit careful. You got to be careful with that. Some guy's bombing along, and you pull over to the side of the road. But
I'm a little surprised they didn't just shut it down. Like, I know...
I thought it was going to be shut down. That's why I came down last night. I'm like, can you imagine just trying to drive around?
Well, I was just talking to Duffy, and he said they've broken through the barriers, the people, and they're at a stop right now. They're not even moving.
No, I don't know how you're going to move people out of the way who have come down and just want to get close to a float. They just want to get close to the parade and to the players, and they're not willing to accept no for an answer right now.
I agree.
So I'm not sure what they're going to do or when they're going to get to Nathan Phillips Square. It's now 12:31. They were supposed to be up on the mics as of this moment, and clearly that is simply not an option.
I'm having a lot of fun. The only person who's like stressed and losing their mind is Steph.
Well, Steph is back at the studio.
She's freaking out. Like, chill out, Steph.
I thought she was a producer. Like, she's acting like she's never produced a show before in her life.
Well, to speak on her behalf, it is bedlam down here, and the fact that she isn't here, I think she wants to be down
here. She's yelling and screaming in our ears.
An element of jealousy that she's not down here.
But, yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? We're down here, we're doing the program, and Steph's
exactly.
Got everything running and operating back in the studio, and we're going to throw to some audio here in a moment. And we'll continue to hear from a bunch of the players because we don't think they're going to get up on the stage for another, I don't know, hour
okay,
and a half.
Okay, so what's our over-under? Do you think it's, I think 2:35.
I think 3 hours they're up there.
So you
That's
don't think
2 hours.
You think they're getting up there at 3:30?
Yes,
no,
I do.
I say 2 hours from now, 2:35.
I'll say by 2 o'clock they're up on stage,
We might as well just do our show from here. There's no sense of going over to that other building.
Well, the original plan for us, Overdrive, from 4 to 7, was we were going to do it from the Richmond studio.
No.
But that was because we thought we'd be off the air here by 2 and we'd just walk over. They're not even going to be up on stage.
Yeah.
So we're, who knows? It doesn't matter. We're going to be on the air all afternoon, all night, I can't wait for it.
We are off at 2.
I don't know if that was officially negotiated into the contract.
Oh, really?
We'll have to work it out.
We'll figure
it's
it
all
out.
Good. You know what? I'm fine with this because this is an amazing atmosphere. The food situation is a little lean. That's what concerns me.
Yeah, someone dropped the ball on that. I'm a little bit surprised like one of the big pizza chains or one of these big chains didn't just say, we're coming and we're just going to send out.
Could you imagine
food
with the amount of with the amount of weed being smoked here and all of whatever? Like,
oh, people are hungry. It's 12:30. People have been out here for hours.
You know I could go for? A street meat. Hot dog.
Good luck finding one of those guys. We haven't been downstairs. We can't, if you go downstairs, you're not getting back up.
Don't think so.
Keith was saying, the grappler was saying that there were people going down to line up for like a Tim Hortons. It was like 2 hours later they came back.
Yeah, not happening. We're not moving. We're lucky to be up on a perch. We're looking directly at the stage. We're just off Queen Street on the south end of Nathan Phillips Square. It is beautiful for us. It's a beautiful day, too. I mean, I joked about that earlier. Thankfully, Mother Nature didn't pull off just a gutless maneuver and have it rain and be, you know, all windy and cold and damp. It's beautiful weather out. Everyone down here is in celebration mode. You can't find anybody who's in a bad mood.
No.
Everyone's ecstatic. And you said that last night you made that move to stay in the hotel. I did the same thing last night.
It's the veteran move.
It's the veteran move. But I got to be honest, I got caught last night. So a part of the plan was that I was going to stay in the hotel. We were coming downtown to go to my sister's because it was my nephew's birthday. So we're doing a nephew's birthday and a Father's Day thing.
Yeah.
And then we were all, my girls were going to come with me to the hotel. And the pitch was, my oldest, she loves to swim. So I got a hotel with a swimming pool. So we went swimming. So we're in the pool and we're doing our thing. It's packed. And there's a million families staying at the hotel. They're all coming down to the parade. And all of a sudden, a guy comes down with his kids, and I don't know if he was planning on getting into the pool or not. He decides to go shirt on in the pool, which also a veteran move.
Did you mean to say I decided to go
shirt? No. I had no tarp on, but this guy, which again, his own right, his own call, for whatever reason, he decided, if I'm going in, I'm leaving my tarp on.
Yeah.
At which point, my daughter blurts out, why does that man have a shirt on in the pool?
Kids are the best because they're so honest. They don't care.
Well, I did the immediate, hey, that's not our business. Just, and the guy made eye contact, and I was like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I've been there. I've been shirt on in the pool, guy. I've luckily never had a kid that blurt out, hey, what's that guy doing with his shirt on in the pool?
That is the greatest, because kids, that's just pure honesty. Because they're looking around going, hey, why's that guy got a shirt on?
I've never seen that before. Why's he got a shirt on in the pool?
That is amazing.
Because he's a grit grinder.
Yeah.
You should have said, look at the size of him.
Hayes in a fist fight.
Oh, yeah. I don't make it to the parade.
By the way, you were up to your old travel plans again today. I was a nice morning. I was on an Uber on my way to have breakfast with you at 8:30. Like we planned, 8:34, Brian Hayes. I'm going over now. I'm like, why?
Well,
you didn't do a hit until 10 minutes before our show started.
No, I did one at 9:10 in Ottawa. I did one at 9:10. And
from down here or from your
hotel?
From down
here. I was down here. I was amidst the crowd, and I was worried about getting up here. And I said I would go on with
Lance Colaiacovo. 8:30 breakfast.
Here's the problem. I never heard from you, though. You never said, I'm en route. Where are we meeting?
I told you several times, we'll have breakfast at 8:30.
But we never established anywhere to go.
At your hotel. Breakfast.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I didn't remember that.
I don't remember those details.
I knew that was out the window because either he would have forgotten or you would have thought it was too close to start time.
Meeting at your hotel at 8:30.
I woke up. I didn't even think twice about that breakfast because I was like, I was going to have a workout. I had a little breakfast, and I made my way over here. My biggest concern getting here was security. Like, how are we going to get through, you know, any type of security walk through the crowd because there's just so many people. Like, there's people everywhere.
Well, that's why I had to pull the chute. I'm not going to sit down for a continental breakfast until 9:45 and mosey on over here. It became very clear it just wasn't going to be possible.
No, I know, because you changed
very
the plans.
Very clear. Very, very clear. Cabby is en route. He's on one of the parade route floats, and he caught up with Pascal Siakam a little while ago. Here's our main man, Cabby, with Pascal Siakam.
Pascal Siakam, you look out here, and there are literally 75 million people here. Oh. How do you process this moment, my G?
Hey, this is crazy, man. I can't believe
it. I heard you say this is crazy like seven times.
I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. It's crazy. Amazing.
2 years ago, you were the MVP of the G League. 2 years later, you're an NBA champion, and you and Kawhi Leonard are now the second highest scoring duo. Soak it in, my friend. Soak it in. You guys are now the second highest scoring duo in the NBA playoffs, tying Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. When you hear that, you think what?
I'm blessed. That's the only thing I can say. We all blessed, man. It's an amazing moment. Just, I don't know what else to say, man. It's amazing.
When are we going to get some Spicy P hot sauce into production for real, my dude?
Hey,
we need a championship flavor. Listen, another thing, Pascal. We're literally, the city has never been on this kind of wave before. So, how long should these fans celebrate your guys' championship. A few days, a few weeks.
Forever. Let's get lit forever. But we're trying to do it one more time, though. We got to do it again.
Of course.
That's all about victory. You see it, and you got to do it again.
Like your boy Drake sang a few years ago, we got to go back. They want it back to back.
We need it. We need it. We want to go back.
Listen, a few days ago, Drake dropped two tracks, Omerta and Money in the Bank. But it was late Friday night, early Saturday.
Money in the Bank is
a banger.
Yes, a banger.
When did you guys get to hear it?
I heard it like everyone else, but bangers. Drake right there, bangers. Money in the Bank, yo, Money in the Grave is lit.
Two more questions for you. What have the last 72 hours been like for you?
Can't say anything. It's been crazy.
You can't say it on TV.
I don't know anything. I'm just here, man. It's amazing. Having fun. Best fans in the world. They deserve it. And we're just happy.
Lastly, have you gotten any DMs or text messages when they show up on your phone like, wow, that's pretty cool that I got that from this person?
Yes. Kevin Durant, Samuel Eto'o from Cameroon.
Nice.
Alexandra Song from Cameroon. Like, a lot of people DM me, man. Like, it's just an amazing feeling, to be honest with you.
Well, the whole country's really proud of you guys. Live in this moment, my friend. And next October, you guys will do it again. Or
yes, sir.
Look
Let's
to do it.
It
again.
Let's get it.
I'm happy
Let's
for you. Congratulations.
We are live from Nathan Phillips Square. That is Pascal Siakam on a player float making his way to City Hall. Again, they are well behind schedule. Originally, the hope was they would be up on stage by now, but they are a long ways away from getting up here. This live coverage of the championship parade is brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario. Our own Kayla Gray on Danny Green's parade float. Kayla got a chance to catch up with Danny Green just moments ago.
Danny, could you have ever imagined that the streets of Lakeshore be packed like this to celebrate your championship?
No, I honestly didn't think there's that many people here. But, I mean, it seems like all 37 million or 36 million, whatever it is here right now. So this is kind of crazy and unbelievable, but it's amazing, man. So it's a great feeling. The fans have supported us all year. And we try to do the best we can to show as much love back to them. This is our way of trying to do that, giving it back to them.
Your second chip, Danny. So much has gone into the years for you to get your second NBA championship. What makes this one with the Raptors so special?
Just the journey, you know, of not knowing where I was going to be at, how I was going to fit in, the atmosphere, how they're going to welcome me in a new country, a new team, a new system. So you're being traded. The whole journey of trade deadlines, a whole bunch of different teams and staff. So, and not knowing what was going to happen with Kawhi. Taking it so long to get back to the stage, 5 years. I know how hard it is to get back to this. I was so spoiled before, but I know how hard it is to get back and actually win one. It's really tough to do.
You mentioned Kawhi, that being the consistent when it comes to your career and your journey to this city. To go through the highs and lows with Kawhi, talk about that brotherhood there for you guys to come and do your thing, set out to win a championship and see it through.
Oh, man, it's special. That's what makes it special because, obviously we had experienced one before, but not knowing what was happening and being traded to another team, and it's just us two knowing each other, former teammates, and them embracing us, like I said. Be able to win one in a different system, a different conference, it makes it that much more special. And hopefully it's a bond obviously we'll never forget, we'll last forever. But hopefully we can continue it on for the rest of our careers.
Anytime we've been together this regular season and I ask anyone about you, they don't even tell me about what you do with your three-point shooting, what you bring to the floor. The first thing they talk about is your leadership. A lot of buying in had to go into the season with all the question marks. What went into the commitment of this group?
A ton, and these guys matured tremendously. You know, I always try to bring something to the table, even if it's not defensively or scoring. Some nights you can have off nights, and whether I contribute in those fashions or not, I at least try to contribute in helping those guys understand what it takes to get here. And hopefully it helped them some. Hopefully they'll take these lessons and continue on to be successful. I know I've been a pain in the ass for them most of the year in coaching them, but I hope it was all worth it.
You know I got to get about the look. The blowout mohawk, Danny Green. That's how you show up and show out.
Yes, yes. You got to let your hair down.
Yes, you better let that hair down. And let's talk about these shoes here,
yeah,
too.
Puma's doing it.
You don't play around.
Yeah, Puma's doing a good job, man.
Yes.
He's done a great job of showing a lot of love all year and taking good care of me.
I mean, I feel like it's been just one long day since you guys had won won the NBA championship.
Yeah. It seems like one long day. It's 4 or 5 days now, but it seems like one. Nobody's gotten any sleep. Or
I mean, what went down in Vegas? We might as well just get to it.
It stayed there. I don't know what happened to it. We left it there. It stayed in a box in a hotel room.
Are you hydrating?
I'm hydrating. Very
all right.
Much.
Well, that's definitely. The book. Okay. Well,
that's how we're hydrating.
Danny's good, y'all. Thanks so much, Danny. Congratulations.
There's Danny Green again with Kayla Gray. TSN is down here. CTV is down here. James Duffy, Lisa LaFlamme on TV with a bunch of different panels, a bunch of different reporters. A lot of people, again, tracking the parade route as they make their way towards Nathan Phillips Square. And that is where we currently reside. We've been here for hours now. And it doesn't feel like the parade is coming to an end anytime soon. They're not even close to the stage.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't think they're getting here until
2:35, that's my guess. I think we should have an over-under.
What did they have the estimate? They estimated it would take 2 hours from...
About that, 2.5. Well, not to mention, once they get here, they've all got to line up. They got to get out. They've got to get introduced. They've got to get up there. Like, we are probably a ways away from them getting onto the mic, but it hasn't stopped what's going on down here. Like, no one's willing to leave Nathan Phillips Square because they know if you leave, you can't get back in.
And there's some grit grinders down here. Like, I love people watching in scenarios like this because it's not just one, like, you know, hey, it's a 22-year-old, you know, college student. There are, like, the demographic here is all over the map.
Well, we got Carlo with us, and you were down here at 5 a.m.
5 a.m., and inside the Toronto sign ahead of us, that was almost probably 3/4 the way full. So there's been people in here since 5 o'clock, and I asked you guys earlier, do you think people in there are wearing diapers?
Yeah, for sure.
If they have to move,
there's no chance.
From there, like, where the hell are they going?
Oh, you're taking a leak on the floor, for sure.
I would put a guy in a full Nelson if he had a dump right in his pants beside me.
You know, somebody has got some issues there.
Could you imagine that maneuver?
Diaper guy.
Yeah. What was it like being at the parade? Wow.
Guy beside me took a dump in his shorts.
This guy filled his diaper.
You
up
hear
right
stories
me.
About.
And the people. Steaming hot air.
Oh, yeah.
But you hear
he works! There's nothing else to do!
But you hear stories about people in Vegas going on a run at a table. They don't get up.
They don't get up, man.
Yeah, superstitious because you know the second you get up, some greaseball like me is going to step in and win a jackpot.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is basically their equivalent of sitting at a machine.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
A quarter machine, punching it in.
They're at a slot machine all day.
I will DDT a guy that takes a dump in their pants beside me.
Stone cold stunner.
Stone cold stunner with a dump in your pants.
Well, there is, for sure. Like, no doubt in my mind, somebody in there has had some issues.
But the crazy thing is, boys, like, I thought about leaving because this thing's been delayed. You can't move out of here.
You're not going
front,
anywhere.
Back, side. You can't move. Like, you can't get anywhere. It's crazy. Yeah.
No, it is bedlam downtown. I mean, no one's surprised that there's this many people, but until you actually see it, like, it's like them winning a title. Until they actually do it, you can't truly believe it. And you always hear about it. I mean, it's always been the lamest joke used outside of Toronto. Oh, they're planning the parade route. Wow, this is the parade route.
Yeah.
And people have shown up for the parade route. Yeah. And again, we are only seeing like 2% of the parade route. You know,
how
not
many
even.
People do you think are down here total? Parade route here?
I'm going to guess over 100,000 in
100,000
in this square.
There's 2 million people down here.
Oh, there's at least a million people down here. But I don't know how are you going to come up with a number?
Yeah. We don't know.
No one's going to know. You're just going to hear a variety of numbers. And I love, like, I was watching this morning, people like anywhere from 1 million to 2 million. It's a pretty big discrepancy.
Yeah, exactly.
No kidding.
Is it the ultimate bar play for a Raptor if they're single tonight just to walk in with the Obi trophy and just be like...
Yeah, but it seems like...
It's the ultimate bar play.
Yeah, but who's got the Obi trophy? It seems like Drake's hogging it.
Well, Drake's got his own parade float.
I bet you this guy had a...
Do you think he'll perform tonight? Do you think he'll get up?
That would be cool. I think he would. Didn't he drop a couple songs?
Yes, he did recently. I don't think Ross is going to show up at the parade, but you never know.
But I guess my point is maybe Drake had his own trophy made so he can carry it around. because the rest of the guys, I don't see pictures with it.
Carlo, do you want to stick around for one more with us?
Yeah,
you're
of course,
stuck
man.
Here anyway.
I'm stuck.
You might as well just hang out with us all
I'd love to, man. At least I get to sit.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Now we're moving.
Less for O to do.
That's right. Actually, load management.
I'm gonna need you. I'm going to need you to move on then, actually. I'm going to need him fully engaged. I can't have any load management.
No. I'll be fully engaged.
Carlo Koliakovo, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. I'm Brian Hayes, live from Nathan Phillips Square, brought to you in part by Peak Health Ontario. It is championship parade down day in Toronto, and we were all fired up. We're here all afternoon. A special edition of Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
No matter how you say it.
And it's over! The Raptors have their first championship.
They dethroned the dynasty.
Now the Warriors just inbound, and that's it. There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. The Toronto Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions!
We are the champs. And you heard it on TSN 1050. The world champion Raptors live here.
All right, we are live from Nathan Phillips Square ahead of the Toronto Raptors 2019 NBA Championship Parade. And the crowd is starting to get a little bit restless. The problem is they're calling up to us wondering how long before all the players show up. And we can't give you an answer because last time I checked, they're still on the lakeshore. They haven't even gotten to Scotiabank Arena. And I believe when they get to Scotiabank, it's a scheduled stop. So either people are getting on or getting off, and people are going to be surrounding
them. They might have
them.
To gas that stop. Well, I don't think you can.
I wonder if it's, again, if it's employees, if there's people that are getting on, if there's people that are getting off. That wouldn't surprise me at all. And if that's the case, listen, you can't blame the team. The city's, they've shown up. There's so many people out here. And yeah, they couldn't even get out of exhibition grounds.
It's a good problem. It's a bit annoying if you're a fan that's standing there with a diaper on. But outside of that, it's a great process. Enjoy it. Well, this place is going to blow up the minute that they get here as far as
Hazy,
excitement.
You are in full Tom Cruise mode.
You are.
You look amazing, buddy.
He's got a couple buttons undone.
Undo another button and show the four chest hairs to Toronto.
I'll tell you what. If they're not up on that stage by 3 o'clock.
You're going to melt?
I might be full shirt off because.
Yeah, your underpants.
Well, we can't really complain. Like, yeah. we're under a tent and we're up on a perch.
Beautiful. Shaded area.
If this was 30 degrees out and we were sitting up here, we'd have to burn the suits.
Yeah.
We were done.
Oh, yeah. The suits would be done.
Yeah.
It would be over.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I was a part of something like this would really be SARS-Stock, you know, back in the day when Stones were here and were in AC/DC. And that was up at Downsview Park. But it's got a very similar vibe to it because if anyone that was there that day, there was a long break between AC/DC and the Rolling Stones. And everyone was like, come on.
Let's go.
We know that you want your own time and to build it up. And, okay, AC/DC's off. And now you're here to see the Stones and the big boys are coming out. And they're going to make you wait for it. But that's kind of what it feels like, where if you've ever been to a festival and you got this many people and you're trying to keep it on a timeline, it never works that way.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's never possible. And you got a crowd here that they're just starving.
Yeah. They're not unruly. They're just starving for
that's been great.
The excitement. Yeah.
They're throwing free shirts.
That's right. You can hear the excitement.
They're
taunting the crowd with the free shirts.
Yeah. We should have had some TSN 1050 shirts.
Well, there are. There's a lot of posters downtown. There's a lot of stuff down here.
We've got a couple leftover coolers.
We have one shirt.
Grappler's got a cooler that he picked up the other day.
Yeah, I would have had the waters on ice, but I didn't have a cooler.
It's a real shame.
Yeah.
We're live at Nathan Phillips Square. Carlo Koliakovo, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, and Brian Hayes. We're waiting for the team to show up. They'll be up on the stage. We're going to have live, uninterrupted coverage of every single speech throughout the afternoon. We are live at City Hall. A championship edition of Overdrive continues on TSN Radio.
Tough shot, Kyle Lowry. 6-point Raptor lead.
To be able to say I'm a world champion, it makes me feel great.
Van Vliet, front court, shoots and hits another one.
We're NBA champions, so that makes you a super team. I'll take it.
It's Kawhi Leonard tracking it down.
It's just so surreal to me still. People don't even know.
Nice work, gentlemen.
The Raptors win their first NBA
Heard It All on TSN 1050. The world champion Raptors live here.